Smack dab in the middle here of the wrestling season, and actually well past the halfway point of wrestling season. So we're going to talk about Trenton really picking up some steam here with momentum. And we'll ask Coach Bacon about this because we're coming off of the 12:30 sports. And you know, I said, Coach, as far as you know, head-to-head matches against Chillicothe, you won 6. The Hornets got 4. As far as the scoring goes, it was 35-33 Chillicothe, but could you almost put an asterisk next to that because of Chillicothe getting some points because of forfeits?
Yeah, they got a couple of their points by forfeits. Any time that you can win 6 out of the 10 head-to-head matchups, I feel like that's a pretty good accomplishment for us. Would we have liked to have won the team race? Yeah, absolutely. The kids went out and they wrestled 100%, gave it everything they had, and we came up just a little bit short, but I was just thrilled with the way we wrestled.
It sounds like, you know, obviously I was out in Beatrice last night, so I wasn't able to make it to Chillicothe for the duel, but you know, a few pins, a few major decisions. Yeah, and yeah, just it was so close, and as you said, it was just close throughout, and an exciting atmosphere, a couple of rival schools, and seeing how the boys responded to being in that atmosphere and doing well, that's a great sign for the rest of the season, is it not?
It is, and it's just a good thing for the sport in general, because there was, I know that last match, or even throughout some of the other matches in that duel, there wasn't a person in the stands that were sitting down because it was just that competitive and exciting, and the kids were into it, and it's just good for the sport of wrestling. If more duels were like that, close ones where you've got good wrestlers wrestling other good wrestlers, it adds a lot to the atmosphere.
So, you know, Hunter McAtee wins the 106-pound weight class, and that was the last match of the night. But the fact it was very close and it didn't end by a pin and it was a 16-14 decision, those 14 points that Sheldon Rader got at Chillicothe, that actually helped the Hornets clinch the overall match, correct?
Well, yeah, I mean, dual score, but it just so happened to come down to Hunter's match. That's what we started on 113 and we ended on 106. But there were several things, you know, that would make up for two points. Hunter put together a great match. He went out and got the takedown right away, and there were a few reversals in that match from both wrestlers, and we're talking one of the top kids in class two as well. Mm-hmm. And you know, Hunter just went out he knew that he needed a pin for the team, and he went out with that goal in mind, and he just pretty well had it there at the end of the match. If we would have had a couple more seconds, I think we would have secured that. But it doesn't fall on Hunter at all, because he did, he wrestled 100%. I mean, I was so proud of the way he wrestled. We could have stayed off our back in some other matches and not given them the six points that they needed there.
Well, the bottom line for Hunter, too, is I want to go, yeah, if there's a different result for the team standing, it's a different result. But, you know, to beat Sheldon Rader 16-14 for Hunter, that's a great job by him, because he won his match, and that's the bottom line.
Oh, absolutely. And Sheldon's a great kid, and we just went out and wrestled really hard, and it also changes the match points, I think, because Hunter had one goal in mind, and it wasn't necessarily scoring match points. It was going for the pin. So seeing him wrestle him in a different scenario, I would be interested to see what the score would be like in that match.
Yeah, I was going to say, did the fact that Hunter was so aggressive in trying to get the pin, did that leave him vulnerable for points that Sheldon put up against him?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely think so.
So let's look at some of these matches here, and obviously we'll have a Trenton lean on talking about some of the matches, but Bryce Gibbler at 132 pounds, he gets a pin last night, Coach.
Oh, yeah, Bryce, really, Bryce and Coleman got us started off on the right foot. You know, they came out, Bryce got a pin in the second period, and Coleman got one at the very, very end of the third period. So it was just a heck of a way to start the duel.
And just overall, as I look at your team and what you're doing, it looks like the strength of your team, and especially coming off last night, Coach, that 132 to about 182 weight class where you got Sam in there, you got Coleman and Bryce, and you got Mark Trump in there, that seems to be where the strength of your team is right now in those middleweights.
Well, we're really, I mean, I would venture to say we're pretty solid throughout. Besides our open weights, you know, you start off with Hunter at 106, and last night we bumped Gavin Chambers up to 120, but really, you put Gavin in up against most of the 13-pounders in the state, and he's going to pull out a win for us, especially here lately, so... So I wouldn't count any of our kids out, really.
So it's a, you know, it's a balance thing, too, and I wanted to go to Cade Nowitt at 145. How is he looking for you?
He looked really good last night. He came out aggressive. In fact, we had to slow him down just a little bit because we didn't want him to make a fatal mistake. But once he settled down and found his groove, came out with the pin in the second period, and it was one that he knew the team needed, too. So, Caden, I think the move down to 145 was really good for him.
The 160-pound weight class, Noah Lewis is one of your better wrestlers, Coach, and he ran into a really tough customer last night in Dawson Wheeler. Didn't get the win, but he didn't get pinned either.
Exactly. You know, he stayed off his back, and he did a good job of that. And we were in the match, and we talked about a couple of mistakes that we made that would have changed the match around, and Noah realized it just right after the match was over, some of the things that he could have done. But Noah's a kid that always goes out, and it's never, if he does lose, it's never from a lack of effort. He always puts 100% into it.
Mark Trump, we've known coming into the season, he's one of your more experienced and better wrestlers on your roster. He got a pin in 3 minutes, 9 seconds last night against the Slattery kid out of Chillicothe. Mark just does what Mark does.
Yeah, Mark has came out after Christmas break, and he's been really strong. He won the Brookfield tournament there on Saturday, and really just kept the ball rolling since then. It's been fun to watch him wrestle. He's kind of found his moves that he likes to do. He hits a cradle on top, and that's exactly what he pinned Tristan in last night.
Girls did well last night, too. Got three head-to-head victories. Allison, Kately, and Faith all get on-the-mat victories against Chillicothe. Good step forward for them, Coach.
Yeah, it was. And they did. They came out, and we matched up well with Chillicothe because you're never sure how many matches you're going to get. And we started off with they had a 110-pounder, and we didn't. But after that, at 1:30, Allison Yoder came out, and our girls looked a little sluggish to start off with. In fact, I think Libby Fewins was not happy about that because she had a forfeit last night, so she was kind of rallying the troops last night, and they responded well. They got three wins head to head.
Outstanding. So as we look at the schedule coming up here, and we're going to talk about the GRC tournament because it's a big opportunity for the Bulldogs, but you don't want to lose good momentum. You go to Stanbury tomorrow night, Coach.
Yeah, we do. We go to Stanbury, and we're going to see them and Rockport and North Andrew. And so there will be some good matches there that we'll get, and we want to keep this momentum going for sure, like you said.
It's not the shortest drive in the world from Trenton to Stanbury, so it's a test to get on a bus, and then once you get off that bus at Stanbury High School, you want the kids ready to go.
Yeah, you do. And in a Tuesday, luckily Chillicothe wasn't too far down the road, so sometimes a Tuesday and a Thursday and a Saturday kind of week can really be tiring for the kids, but coming off of that week off, I told them they better have gotten a lot of rest on that week off and be ready to go this week because it's the polar opposite of last week.
Absolutely. So Saturday, let's take a look at the GRC. First of all, and I saw this the other day, and I'm glad you mentioned it to me before the interview because we've been saying that the GRC tournament is at Albany. Folks, don't go to Albany High School on Saturday. There won't be wrestling there. Just go a little bit further south to Maysville High School. Maysville is going to host it. They've done it before. And to me, Coach, if I look at a storyline coming into this tournament, it's you guys are peaking. Gallatin's the team to beat. And can Trenton beat Gallatin head-to-head? I know there's other schools in the GRC that are going to be involved in this discussion, but to me, that's one of the more interesting storylines, is how much have the Trenton Bulldogs improved as you go after Gallatin?
I think so. It's a great motivating factor. You know, we know what Gallatin's got. We saw them in a duel, and we actually saw them in the Brookfield tournament as well. And they've got a tough lineup, but if we do things right, the question will be, can we close the gap or could we take the lead against Gallatin? And that would be something that will be motivating us throughout that tournament for sure.
To beat Gallatin head-to-head, Coach, because obviously there's going to be some back and forth, it sounds like, where, you know, Gallatin will have some success and then Trenton will have some success. But when you wrestle Gallatin head-to-head, what are the important things that, from the first time you saw them, that the boys will need to do to flip that script?
Well, really just focus on fundamentals, you know, staying low in a good stance. It's always the simple things that get you beat against good kids. And Gallatin right now, they have a lot of wrestlers that don't do anything flashy. They just good old fashioned staying in a good low stance, and they, when they shoot, they shoot hard. They come at you hard. So we need to put the pressure on them and focus on the basics and the fundamentals.
Who else has your eye, Coach, as somebody who you think might be a factor in this conference race on Saturday?
I'm sorry, say that again.
We talked about your team in Gallatin, and I think that's a big storyline coming in, but who else besides you and Gallatin do you feel like is going to be a factor in this GRC tournament?
I think you've got to throw Maysville in, because I know we beat them dual-wise, but they've got a few kids that could possibly pick up a lot of points in the tournament atmosphere. So you can't ever count Maysville out of that race either.
And they got home mat advantage, which is always bad. I don't care what sport it is. If you wrestle at home, you're more comfortable.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and I feel like wrestling is definitely that way.
So we talked throughout the season, Coach, and this goes for any sport as well. You want to be peaking with districts right around the corner, and especially since Christmas and Christmas break and getting back in 2020, the boys have really picked it up, and that has to have you really exciting for postseason.
Yeah, they have, and we talk about peaking in the right part of the season, and I feel like that's exactly what we're doing. You know, I think we saw the ball starting to roll after the big second place finish in the Plattsburgh tournament, and now we're putting some Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday matches together, and hopefully that mat experience is going to pay off, and we're going to come out motivated and strong at the right time of the year.
For the girls, Coach, because I know the girls go before the guys, what is the specific information on girls' districts?
So girls' districts will be not this weekend, obviously, but the next weekend after that. It'll be Friday night and Saturday night, and that'll be at the high school in Kearney. And so they're going to see lots of good teams, lots of big schools are going to be there. And next week I'll give you some exact times on weigh-ins and when the wrestling actually starts. But it is next Friday and Saturday.
Which is February 7th and 8th, if we're looking at the specific
right
dates on that. And that'll be exciting for the girls, because I haven't been in that gym. I wasn't in the old gym, but the last time I was at Kearney High School, they had a new gym going up. So I'd imagine that's where they're going to host it, and that looked like an outstanding facility.
It'll be a great facility, yeah. And with that many teams there, they needed a big facility. So it's going to be an exciting atmosphere, and I really hope it motivates our girls and gets them pumped up to go out and get some W's.
Coach, a lot of success. Congratulations on the last week. We'll catch up with you again and start previewing districts a little bit next Wednesday.
Sounds good, Tom. Thanks a bunch.